Greetings to you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for today, even as we continue with our daily devotion. Today, by the grace of God, we are looking at a topic titled, He That Is Able to Keep Us From Falling. As we open to the book of Jude chapter 1, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The Lord bless his word in our hearts. First, as we journey with the Lord, standing, seeing people falling, even those that began before us, is to always not forget that our standing in the truth, consistently moving, going further and further, is not by our strength. It is God that began it. It is God that is seeing us through. It is God that will finish what he has started. It is by grace that we are saved. It is by grace that we are living. It is by grace. In fact, even the reward God will reward us is his grace, which will allow to walk through us. Grace is not just a unmerited favor, is a divine enablement for God, of God using us to achieve what he wants. So it is God that has started it. It is God that will finish. All we need is to obey. All we need is to trust in him. From the beginning is by grace, and he will finish it by grace. In this place where we just read, is God that is able. Is God. He has made a covenant to himself. He used Jesus to stand for us, and he has sworn to save us. No demon can stop him. What he has started, he will surely finish it. So, we have to pray daily for God to help us, because the stumbling block of divine progress is pride. By the time we start to trust in our ability, the ability which is the divine enablement of God, will be distracted or will be interrupted, because God wants to do everything by himself, and only him should be glorified at the end of the day. It is God that will be glorified. It is God, because it is him that have started it, and is he that will finish it. I pray that God will be allowed in our life, because it's so sweet when God is allowed to do his work. Because when God is allowed to do his work, the work will be so beautiful. Whatsoever man has done by his strength will surely perish. Only what God has done by himself will live everlastingly. I pray that God that has begun this in our life even as we proceed in this journey, we'll allow Him to finish what He has started. The Lord bless His word in our heart. Shalom.